Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we are going to talk about the amazing streamer, YouTuber extraordinaire, Quackity.
That's poggers. Oh, that's poggers.
My mom's dead.
That's not poggers. That's not yet.
Quackity is an amazing YouTuber and streamer. Just an all-around really funny guy, and he is very young too. He does all sorts of content from gaming to reaction to talent shows, all sorts of a bunch of fun stuff, and he is absolutely fantastic at it. I would say that Quackity is kind of fun for almost everyone. There are definitely a few dirty jokes here and there, but a lot of people can watch him no matter how old you are or what your humor style is. You may have seen him doing a few things. His videos that are most popular tend to be his Discord talent shows, judged by him and some of his fellow creators. Or you might have seen him on the Dream SMP, as he has a place there, is very well liked, and has gained a little bit more of a following from there. Of course, the Dream SMP, we all love it, and it brings attention to everybody.
Oh, Wilbur, you've been rejected 27 times?
Yes.
Let me tell you something, Wilbur. That's 27 people in this earth with no taste.
Quackity, I want to have sex with you.
But today we are solely focused on Quackity. So over the past week, I have been researching some of Quackity's most popular videos to try to get to the bottom of why is he so good, what makes him funny, why is he successful. And now, Quackity has a unique style of content. The unique style of content that Quackity has is that there isn't exactly a style of content. He kind of is able to do whatever he wants and adapt to what he thinks is going to be funny and still do really well. I'm going to go look at his channel over here and see his most popular videos. And, you know, top two, immediately we have Discord's Got Talent, feat KSI, Mr. Beast. Discord's Got Talent, feat Fitz and Call Me Carson. And then number three, Awful Furry Discord servers. So as you can see, he may not be, you know, your traditional rise to the top in views with, like, gaming or challenges. He just is able to bring his community and other people together to form a really fun and interesting show. And then as well as he kind of has the confidence of balls to go into, you know, servers like the furry server. I've seen him go on to a K-pop server before and just mess with people.
Yeah, plot twist, the Xbox is in your mama's house.
You already played the Yo Mama card, son. You think real hard and concentrate on putting together something better than that. Dude, help me!
And that's not the easiest to do. That takes some guts, because there are some people that will snap back at you with immediately. But, you know, he has some range. The most recent video he posted already has 6 million views, posted 2 weeks ago, and that was KSI is the funniest Minecraft player ever. So obviously he is able to post some gaming content and make it extremely enjoyable. Now let's talk about his most popular show and just, you know, why it's successful. And his most popular show is Discord's Got Talent. When we look at his most popular videos, we see like 5 of them, and he basically does the same thing in Minecraft called Minecraft's Got Talent, but it's all the same. So Discord's Got Talent is when first let's clarify what Discord is. So Discord, for those who don't know, is an app basically where you can get on voice chats or text chats with a community of people. You can do it with your friends if you just want to play video games, or you can do it like with a creator and talk about the creator, all fun stuff. But a lot of people have a Discord, but I don't see it really generally used in many creative ways other than, I don't know, submitting things for a contest or just, you know, announcing when you're going live. But Quackity is fantastic at using his community to his advantage.
Yeah.
Nebnala, your application says, Nebnala. I can do the duck voice. I can beatbox like Donald Duck. I'm actually kind of curious of how the Donald Duck beatboxing goes. I want you to beatbox the Tetris theme.
No, no, for real. I can do it right now.
Okay, Fitz?
What the fuck?
And now, obviously, I'm not saying he's taking advantage of his community and like not really putting in work. It takes a lot of work to plan things like that. Like, I think a lot of people do not understand, like, obviously you gotta have the community do it. Some people may be saying, man, if only I had like a community like him, I could do like amazing videos. That would be super good. But no, it definitely takes a lot of work to plan stuff like that. And not only does he get all these members to, you know, come do talents for him and other famous people, but he gets those other YouTubers to sign on as judges. And these are not small names. These are people with very busy schedules. So to organize all of that and schedule that, it takes, one, a lot of, you know, confidence, and you got to be straightforward to understand people's schedules and plan things. But it also takes a lot of organization, so you really got to respect him for that. I mean, he's had people like Mr. Beast, KSI, Dream, Pokimane, Fitz, and a lot more. And they all bring a lot of different things, and they are all extremely funny. Obviously, since it's the most popular video, a lot of people like it too. I personally enjoy them a lot. But he puts it together really well and cuts really well. It seems that he's able to get a banter going with random people well, and he's able to kind of bring people out of their shells, which it's fun to see. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily expect Quackity, Mr. Beast, and KSI to get along and be able to be funny. But that video got 24 million views, and it's because he was able to put people in a position where they will excel at being funny, and he's able to lift other people up. Like, Mr. Beast took the role of the mean judge, and that was really funny, because you always think of Jimmy as this guy, you know, who's going to go out there and give away money to, you know, homeless people, which he does, but seeing him take the role of the mean judge was hilarious.
Welcome to a brand new stage since last one burned down, and welcome to Discord's Got Talent. Today we got two special guests, KSI and Mr. Beast. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm great. Ready to just roast the shit out of people.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to be really nice to everyone.
Good. I'm tired of being nice. I really just want to be a dick.
You guys are switching roles then?
Yeah, me and KSI just switched places. Yeah.
So when you're able to organize things like that and then elevate other people, obviously your videos are going to be popular. Now, if we go to his oldest videos, it's actually very interesting. Because, I mean, I haven't known of Quackity for anything else other than his Discord videos and his other fun reaction videos. And I've known he was on the Dream SMP, and I've known he's pretty funny. But, I didn't really know. So I went back to his oldest videos, and you see Toontown videos, which I honestly don't really know what Toontown is. I'm assuming it's some game that was pretty popular back then and had to do with cartoons and stuff. But he kind of did, like, text-to-speech skits.
This is so boring.
Why do you say that?
You don't know what it feels to just stand here and give Toons things to do.
I really didn't expect it from him, but it was 7 years ago. And this is a very fun fact. So he does these text-to-speech skits. And I'm like, wow, when did he make these? I did not realize that Quackity is 20 years old. Now, I don't know if it's a compliment or not that I thought he was a lot older, but I did. I mean, by a lot older, I'm talking about like 25, maybe like 24. He does have a very young face, granted, but I thought he was older. But that means he was making these videos when he's like 13. So it's understandable if they have a little cringe to them. But it's really fun to see that he's been making content on that long and that they've eventually paid off into something that he's loved to do. Because, you know, obviously he's had a passion for a while. And it's great to see that he's kind of come this far. And that's always just really fun to see. One of my favorite videos that I think is a hidden gem among them. It doesn't really necessarily appear on the most popular, but it is great. And that was Discord roleplay with Jay Schlatt and Slimesicle. Let me tell you, that is one of the funniest videos ever.
scary manager suggesting a nude concert to the boy band he manages.
Exactly. Fully nude is fully free.
Oh my god, you're right.
You don't make a compelling point. I'm not convinced.
The way you're speaking is such a hushed tone. It's just
let me talk louder. It's just late. You guys want to be popular and have a lot of money.
This is actually worse. This is actually somehow scarier.
It is so great. He takes Schlatt, who's obviously a little bit of a troublemaker, who I personally really like as a content creator, and Slimesicle, a little more wholesome, but friends with Schlatt. And then he brought in a bunch of people, and he had them roleplay. And it was so funny to see these people interact and just set up in random teams, and eventually they divided up. Quackity had a team. They had a draft first. Sorry, I'm describing this horribly. But they had a draft first. So basically, these people, they had to give them a scene, they'd roleplay, and then Slimesicle would be like, I want him. Or Schlatt would be like, I want him, until they all had these teams. And then they all made one big scene at the end to face off. And it was just really fun and really enjoyable. It was honestly hilarious. And it has 4 million views, which is obviously a lot. But I think it should be much more. And I don't know if I mentioned before, but Quackity is at 4 million subscribers himself, almost at 4.1. And he's obviously doing well, and he's hilarious. I think that I would like to see maybe a little bit more diversity in the coming days. But I think overall, as long as he keeps switching the judges up and maybe changes the competition every once in a while, I like this roleplay, it can become successful. And one of the other loved video series of Quackity is a Discord cooking competition. So again, this is when he got his community together, but it's different from what you think. So what he'll do is he usually gives them like an empty template. So basically, it'll just be like a taco shell. And then he'll be like, you could Photoshop what you want on the taco shell. But it's obviously dumb. So it'll be like mustard, relish, and watermelon. And a figurine of G.I. Joe. That's the type of random stuff people put on. But then he and usually two other people, with his most recent one was Tommy Innit and Carl, who obviously he has met on the Dream SMP and have big followings themselves, and they all picked their favorite ones, and then they made them and ate them. So I believe Quackity made one with like 5 hot dogs, lettuce, and more. Carl had like Takis, gummy worms, and something, and then Tommy's just had like a pound of salt. And obviously, I don't know if that sounds funny, but it's a very enjoyable video. And enjoyable to see him go through with it, as well as kind of pull his community. I would say he's one of the best reactors that I've personally seen on the platform. I think he does a great job, because he doesn't keep any boring ones in editing, and he kind of knows when to poke fun, when to keep going with a bit. He reacts well off people. Laughter is contagious. That's something that a lot of people know. So when he's with someone and then they both start dying at something, it gets you laughing too, and that's very funny.
This is how British people say tomato. Tomato.
Tomato. Tomato.
I already just looked over the bees in the tank. You Americans already do anything to make fun of British people.
It's true! We won the war!
You two are...
And those are really funny as a series in general. Now, he posts very rarely on his main channel, because I think he wants to do these, like I said, big, organized, more long-form content. So if we look at his most recent uploads, we have 2 weeks ago, a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 5 months ago. Obviously, it takes some time to organize things and get them hours of footage, I assume, edited. So he only posts a little bit there, but luckily in store for you, he does have a second channel, and that is called Quacky 2, I think. I don't even have to say that word, but it's like you're spelling Quackity, but then it's T-W-O-L. And that channel is very successful in itself. It has 1.44 million subscribers. Obviously, you can put a little less work into it, but the top videos have like 3 million views, 5 million views. And if you're looking for his Dream SMP content, which a lot of you may, because I know my audience really loves Minecraft, and it's definitely fun to watch. But he does reaction there, too. Some of his more popular Minecraft videos on there includes Quackity Makes Bad Boy Halo Curse, which that is a very funny one. We talked about Bad Boy Halo in the last Minecraft episode, but he does not like cursing and Quackity. It kind of pushes him to the edge. And then just dumb ones, like Mexican Speedrunner, but it's Mexican Dream, which was a very random concept of him fake selling drugs and then running away from Dream, who was the police. I honestly didn't understand it, but I was really invested. I kind of wanted to see him escape. And I think that's how he pulls you in. He commits to the bit to such a degree that it's just honestly hilarious. And he does all of it. He has made two Lover Host videos that are very good. But then on his second channel, also dumb stuff. Like, I've tried McDonald's for the first time in my life. That has 2.8 million views. Watching the worst TikTok show, 2.1 million views. Everything funny. And overall, I would say that he is a really great YouTuber with a lot ahead of him. Now, he knows how to, you know, get people going and understand how to organize things and that people like community. People like they can feel part of a friend group, so when people are laughing with each other, it's definitely more desirable than an alone video. And obviously, this may come with the argument that, like, he can't be a self-sufficient creator. And I disagree. I think if he really wanted to, he can make a solo Minecraft video, react to things, kind of laugh it up, and it would be funny. But I personally, I've said it before many times in other videos, I've always enjoyed videos more when they're with multiple people. So when this happens, I think it makes it better. Now, obviously, you could accuse me of, like, you know, copying after the people and jumping on fame trains, but I disagree. I think that all he ever does is elevate people. I think that he's never really made a video with other people and taken a backseat to just kind of let them carry. I think he brings people together, then elevates them. That's how I would describe it. And I think he's very good at doing that. Some of his funniest streams, honestly, have been him reacting to dumb things. So he can make comedy out of anything. Like the other day, he was talking about watching a Mexican soap opera on screen. Oh, that's a funny thing. Let's get a little more personal. So I'm pretty sure that he is from Mexico. I don't know if he still lives there. I heard him mention in a video, I don't know how long it was ago, maybe like 4 weeks ago, or maybe it was recent, I forgot. It was kind of in the last few weeks where he talked about being in Mexico. So I don't know if that's he still is there, he moved.
Dude, straight up in Mexico, sometimes, well, in very extreme situations, Uber drivers will hide their piece in the bag. And when they're there to, like, deliver something, just pull it out instead of the food.
Oh my god.
That is
so I try not to order after guys, 12.
But it's kind of fun to see, you know, not every YouTuber be living in America, London or Australia. It's fun to get a little spice in there. And he's good at it. He's definitely good at it. And one, I think that he genuinely cares about the people he plays with. So that also makes you feel a lot better. It doesn't feel like he's exactly just playing with people to play with people. They don't feel like just online friends. That's the best way I can put it. Sometimes you see people play together and you're like, I really don't know if these people actually like each other. It feels a little forced. For an example, I don't know. I don't want to call anybody out, but it feels a little forced. And now he's one of those people where he plays with someone, you're like, they seem like friends. Like, he visited Carl, who's been streaming and doing great on YouTube, from also known from Mr. Beast's channel, and they hung out, and they seemed like they were having a great time, and they were just having a really fun time as friends, and they were super glad they get to see each other.
I checked.
They want to see.
They want to see the height check. Am I right, chat? Chat, who wants to see the height?
Who cares?
Nobody believes I'm tall.
Who cares about height? Who cares about height?
But everybody doesn't think I'm tall.
We're the same height. We're essentially the same height, and that's okay. Height is a choice, Carl, all right?
Oh, right. Another example of genuine friends outside, like Bazigazin and Creator, Fitz and Swagger Souls. You can tell they are friends off camera, and that makes it more enjoyable. And when you see that connection with him and other people, it's definitely fun to see. And obviously, I don't want to go on to repeat myself too much, but overall, just give him a try. He can kind of pull comedy out of anywhere. Criticisms. I already said I would like to see him switch it up a little from the Discord. Obviously, if you have a series that's doing well, you know, milk it. Like, go for it. I've obviously made a lot of Minecraft episodes because Minecraft does well. But I would like to see him maybe scale up a bit. I think he's at the point where he can make things a bit more intense, you know. A bit more funny. Obviously, the casualness of it all is what contributes a lot to the humor because you don't have professional people doing it. But I want to see him grow in some way. And it's obviously hard to do. I've been trying to think about that question myself for this podcast. And it's not an easy question. I would assume he's brainstorming like every day. But I think he can get to the point where he could become one of the top reactors and just kind of want to do whatever he wants and be successful. I really see him getting to that point. Almost like how Jacksepticeye does a lot of variety in PewDiePie. They can just kind of do whatever they want. I can see him getting there. I think it'll just take a little bit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, I want to give a quick thank you to all of you guys. You've really, really shown a lot of support for the episodes, and they've all done really well, which I really appreciate. And I can't get over one thing. Your support for the Technoblade episode, that is beyond me. It has 807 plays. Jesus, you guys are absolutely insane. I really didn't think anything I ever made would get that far. I freaked out when the podcast got to like 807 plays in a month. I thought that was the most insane thing that was ever going to happen. Then you guys pull out this. You're crazy, guys. You were literally crazy. But I'm going to try to keep making content that you like. Keep trying to elevate it similar to how I want Quackity to. It's definitely a hard question, but I think it could be done. And I'm doing it all for the benefit for you, and I really thank all your support. And I've been trying to think about someone I can get on. Obviously, I can't ask like Mr. Beast first time. If you ever have anybody you think would be really good to interview, that maybe would actually say yes, let me know. Let me know in maybe the iTunes reviews, or you could send me an email. I forgot the Gmail account, let me tell you right now. At yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com. And, you know, tell me what you're thinking. Who you would like me to interview and all that. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.